The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I honestly don't know whether this is good news or bad news. I think it's good news. What am I talking about? A brand new survey indicating that Americans have less and less trust in the teachers of their children, particularly public school teachers, and even more specifically in the area of gender and sexual identity. Now, it's sad, it is tragic, but ultimately it's good news. I've said this a lot in the last year. There is a new movement in America among parents, and not just conservative religious parents, parents in general. For many, many years, in fact, for generations, the average American parent looked at public schools as the end-all for education. That's where the experts are. I'm a parent. What do I know about education? So I'm going to drop my kids off at the public school, and I'm going to let the experts educate them. Or, as a previous president would say, edumacate them. And that's what we did. Put them on the bus. Dropped them off at the school. 6-7 hours later, they came home on the bus. We went by and picked them up. And the experts were just almost completely trusted and never questioned. Well, in the last 30, 40 years, the teaching profession has tilted farther and farther to the left. Two primary reasons. The overwhelming majority of teachers come out of secular universities. What do we know about almost all, like 99.9% of secular universities? They are far, far, far left ideologically, politically, and if there is a religious component, even religiously, far, far, far left. Well, those secular universities are producing far left teachers. It's what they're being taught. All right? Secondly, the unions. The largest single union in America is the National Educators Association, the NEA. Largest, one of the most influential, one of the most powerful labor unions in America, and they are also one of the farthest to the left. You talk about left wing, progressive, look no further than the National Education Association. So as a result, our public schools, and by the way, this is not, please, please, please understand, this is not an indictment for every school, every principal, and every teacher. There are some wonderful teachers in the public schools. I know several solid, wonderful Christians in the public schools, and they look at it as their mission field. God bless them and may their tribe increase. I know personally some administrators in public schools, wonderful Christians, Praise God for them, and may their tribe increase. But they are the exception. They are not the rule. And because the educational system in America has gone basically unchallenged by parents for years, and I'm talking years, teachers could do anything, say anything that they want to, and never, ever, ever be challenged by a school board, and certainly never challenged by parents. And the attitude was, leave us alone. We don't want you to know what we're doing in the schools because we're the professionals. Trust us. You can trust us. Uh-huh. Then came COVID. And distance learning, virtual classrooms. And here's what happened all across America. Kids began staying home, sitting in front of a tablet or a computer, and that was their classroom. And there is their teacher. And for the first time, for most parents, they were looking over their child's shoulder, looking at the TV screen or the computer screen, and they're listening to what their children are actually being taught. And all across America, parents started going, what? This is what my child is being taught? This is what is going on in the classroom? And granted, those who were more conservative were probably the most shocked. But even those that were not so conservative, but had at least a little bit of common sense, began questioning. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This isn't what I want my child to be taught. And so a movement has begun where parents are going to school board meetings. They're not just going to the typical PTA meeting and looking at little Johnny's drawings hung on the wall in the classroom. They're actually going to school board meetings and they're asking questions about the curriculum, about the teachers, and what's happening. The educational establishment in America is panicking because parents are actually beginning to find out what's going on in the classrooms. And that was never the plan. You know, just give us your children, stay away, we'll tell you what's going on, just trust us. And so this movement has begun. Well, as a result, there is less and less trust from parents to teachers. Listen to this. Survey, Americans distrust teachers with children's sexual identity. Quote, Americans across all demographics and political persuasions overwhelmingly do not trust teachers with counseling children on their sexual or gender identities without parents' knowledge, according to Rasmussen. Yeah, not some right-wing conservative group. This is Rasmussen. The survey asking, quote, if schools and teachers should be allowed to counsel students on their sexual and gender identities without parental knowledge or consent. Overall, across the board, 68% of all parents, again, all political persuasions, 68% of all parents said no. No, no, no. And only 19% said yes. When it's broken down between men and women, guess what? Men are more concerned about the sexual counseling of their children than women. 72% of men said no. Teachers should not be counseling my child about sexual activity, sexual identity, gender identity, without my consent. 72% of men, 62% of women. When it's broken down by political parties, 80% of Republicans say no, 54% of Democrats. Even a majority of Democrats said no, 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 no. Independents, 72% said no. Parents across America are beginning to wake up and become engaged with their children's education. That's a bad thing for the privacy cult of public education, which is what it has become. It's become a privacy cult. But it's very good news for children and for parents. Will this lead to some kind of reversal of the left's stranglehold on American education? Too early to tell. But it is good news. All right. We're going to take the final break of the hour, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live as we begin to wrap up the day today. We Christians in America often, and I mean often, forget our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world and what price they pay to be followers of Jesus. And I don't want to make light of any of this, but if we are asked to, or not asked, we are commanded to take down a Bible verse in our office cubicle, we're being persecuted. I don't know that I would call that persecution. It's wrong. It's unconstitutional. Shouldn't happen, but I don't classify that as persecution. If someone complains that we've got a nativity scene in our front yard and goes to the homeowners association, well, that's wrong as well, and it shouldn't happen, but that's not really persecution. Now, unless things turn around, it is going to become more and more difficult for Christians in America to be real, genuine, outspoken followers of Jesus Christ. It's going to become harder. And we need to understand that. All right? And we shouldn't be shocked. I have said this repeatedly. If you look at the history of the Christian church, the overwhelming majority of the history of the church from the day of Pentecost until today, it has been characterized by persecution, by martyrdom. Martyrdom and severe persecution is not that unusual for followers of Jesus. It really isn't. We will have little bubbles, I call them, in history and places in the world where that's not the case. Here in America, we have had well over 200 years of one of those bubbles, where if you're a Bible-believing follower of Christ, for the most part, you are honored and respected, and if not honored and respected, at least you're left alone. For over 200 years, that is beginning to change. The bubble is beginning to burst. But even when there is a bubble in time or a bubble in location where Christians are free and honored, there is always somewhere where the followers of Jesus have been persecuted and even killed for their faith. Well, we here in America have been experiencing those wonderful, wonderful freedoms. We've had Cambodia and Pol Pot. We've had communist China for years and years, continuing to the current time. We've had the old Soviet Union, severe persecution of Christians all over the Soviet Union. And even today in Russia, there is very little freedom for Christians. So you look at a bubble here, a bubble there in time or in location, but at the same time, Christians have been paying a price. Today in Nigeria, thousands in the last 10 years, thousands of Christians have been slaughtered simply because they're followers of Jesus. And I'm talking thousands. And there are other places around the world as well. What prompted this is a story out of Egypt. Headline, Islamic Rage Against the Christian Cross. It's a story about children in an elementary school in Egypt where some Christian students in an elementary school were beaten by their teachers. And the headmaster of the school ordered all Christian students to remove any jewelry bearing a cross. And if not, they were beaten. Incredible story. This is out of Egypt. Christians have always been persecuted for their faith. Not all Christians. But I don't believe you will ever find a time in the history of the church where there have not been Christians paying sometimes the ultimate price for their faith. Why do we even bring that up? Number one, pray for the persecuted church. Don't forget them. And number two, thank God for the freedoms and the liberties that you and I have. And just remember this Sunday when you're a little tired, you just don't feel like going to church. Remember your brothers and sisters in Christ who will risk their lives to assemble together, sometimes at a secret underground church, like is what happens all over China every Sunday. Yeah, just think about those folks. Maybe you won't be quite as tired as you think you are. Thank God for the liberties and the freedoms that we still have. And let's make sure that we take advantage of them and use them to share the good news of Jesus with others. All right, folks, thank you for joining me here in Ohio, in Florida, and wherever else you may be listening. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.